the Gentleman's Review.
It's episode 84 of Gentleman's Review. Yeah, it is. It's not bad, I suppose. Yeah, if you like that kind of thing. I'm assuming if you're listening, you do.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
No, make it go away.
I bloody hate that sort of thing.
All right, bye then.
Get it out of my head.
Bye. Back again.
That was the best joke ever.
What's everyone been up to this week then? What have you been up to, Martin?
I joined the Salvation Army.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ooh, have you been fighting any good Salvations?
Yeah, I got two Salvations down in my big chopper.
Oh, excellent. Oh, you didn't just stick them all together then when you say you joined them?
No, that would be stupid, Andy.
Yes, it would.
That would be ridiculous. That would be the most foolish thing you could ever do, ever.
Yeah. I don't know. It's less stupid than actually being a member of them, surely.
Andy.
Surely. Surely is it. Surely is it. Tell me I'm wrong, eh? What have you been up to this
wrong.
Week?
I went for a picnic with the Princess of Wales.
Oh,
did you?
That's nice.
Is she not a bit smelly now?
She was a little bit, and she had a little worm coming out of her eye.
Ooh.
Which I must admit did keep making me look, so I wasn't really paying attention to anything she said. I was just looking at the Creepy Crawly.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, I suppose that's if you're going to be so doughy-eyed, then it's going to attract the worms, isn't it? They love a bit of dough-eyedness, the worms.
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking up at any point, you will get a worm in your eye.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got your head down, you're looking up. Oh, I've just done it then. Fucking hell.
Oh, no, it's it. Pull it out, pull it out. Oh, there it is. Ah. Quick, you've got to eat it now.
Eat it.
It's the only
it's
way
not
to...
not tequila.
No, because that cures the pox that it puts in your eye when it
Does
crawls
it?
In is oh, by
right.
eating it.
Actually,
yeah.
I think I pulled a bit of brain out with that one.
How would we notice?
No.
Don't mean that, though. No more. Now you feed dog.
Yeah, see? You're sounding as lucid as ever.
God, die, feeder.
Yeah.
Jabba wanker.
It's a little bit harsh, isn't it? What about you, Tom?
I have been learning about the history of the world.
Have you?
Yeah.
What about it?
I got a big book called History of the World, and I'm up to Egypt.
Ooh. Has it got everything?
I'm
in
doing it,
it
in order. Well, it must have. It says History of the World.
Has it got what I did last week in it?
Pages. No, it was published in 1991.
Oh,
so
oh, that's
admittedly, I'm not going to know anything that happened after that. But
2 decades missing.
Yeah.
No, it's been good. I've just done all the Mesopotamian crap, and now I'm on Egypt, and I've just been learning about Imhotep.
Yeah.
Who I thought was someone big and scary.
Yeah.
Priest.
Like off of the films.
Yeah.
But turns out was an architect.
Really?
What it said.
Not like a sort of 6.5 foot tall bald book. Oh, that's rubbish, that is.
Yeah.
That book's shit. You should throw it away.
Do you want to know historical facts?
Yeah.
The Mesopotamians invented cigarettes.
Cool.
Did they? Wow.
Wow.
Oh, no, ziggurats.
Ah. Oh.
Comedy gold.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry I hurt now, but I can't wait to see what happens next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you got any guesses?
No, it's a blank to me. I never did history at school.
I reckon spaceships next.
Yeah. Spaceships.
Do you think?
Yeah. Mesopotamian spaceships. They all had spaceships.
Yeah.
Because you can see things from the air that like they wouldn't have been able to do without spaceships.
Oh,
that is what all the entirely trustworthy and not in any way mental people say.
Because they didn't have hills or tall places back then.
No. Or ladders.
Yes.
They hadn't invented the ladder. They'd invented the spaceship, but they hadn't invented the ladder. Wankers.
Buffoons.
Yeah.
Egyptians were shit at science and maths as well.
Oh, yeah.
Were they?
I thought they were quite good at maths.
You don't need science and maths to make the pyramids, apparently.
Mm.
Yeah. Blimey, I'm surprised.
Say so in my book.
Surprised you. Yeah, I thought you'd at least anaesthetised. You would anaesthetise and at least need trigonometry for it.
Triangles.
Yeah. Imhotep was a very good doctor, you know.
Was he?
He was.
Wow.
Do tell.
I hope that's the world's best feed line.
Yeah.
Well, you know how in The Mummy Returns they have Imhotep as the bad guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was a name that they'd heard.
Yes.
And, but he was an Egyptian scholar, and there were various bits of information about him treating wounds. For instance, he would treat, he would clean up a cut. With water, water, and then it would apply honey to it because honey is a I think they call it biostatic substance, and it stops it getting infected.
Oh.
There's evidence of a patient in which he operated on, and the patient had got blood leaking into his brain. So he trepanned him and let the blood out, and apparently the patient survived for many more years. But apparently he was quite advanced in his view of the body. He kind of got the inkling of the circulation of the blood and these sort of things. Thousands of years before Western scientists had even thought of it.
It was only luck with the honey, though. He didn't think it would actually do any medical good. He was just a pervert who liked rubbing honey on people.
Yeah.
He's constantly, you'd see him down the market, sort of hanging around in the corner going, "Excuse me, miss, this is for science. Would you mind if I rubbed a bit of honey on you?"
To be fair and boringly factual, he did do loads of more stuff as well.
Yes,
and
he
gained near godlike status just because of his achievements.
He was a very clever man.
But I still think you'll be slightly disappointed at how he was portrayed when he eventually got worldwide recognition.
Well, how do they know it's going to be the same one? I mean, surely
there's loads of people called John.
The only people in the world that had that name, would he?
Exactly. Yeah. There must be loads of people called Imhotep.
The one off of the mummy was just some random arsehole lived in some little suburb of Cairo. He was a plaster and decorator by trade.
I think that Imhotep was actually the doctor.
Ooh.
Who is real? It says so in a book.
Yes.
Yeah. It's as real as most of Christianity, anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, take that, Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, right on, man.
As you can hear, Dilly is having a little sing-song in the background because he saw a biscuit earlier on and he's now convinced.
A single solitary biscuit.
He now wants said biscuit.
Yeah.
A whiny little bastard.
He is a whiny little mofo today, isn't he?
Yeah. It's only when biscuits are involved. And he's quite as... if you leave a biscuit out for 5 minutes...
Yeah, this is what you get.
He sees it's there and he knows... And if he sees it, you're putting it back, as Andy did earlier. Yeah. He knows it's in that tin. He knows it, and he wants it out of that tin and in his mouth.
Yep.
He needs to learn, not being such a bloody whiner. That's what he needs to learn. Well, shall we do a biscuit?
Yeah!
Yeah!
And then we can give Dill one, and he might shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Giving the dog one.
Because we came to the conclusion, it's been a long time since we've done a biscuit review.
Oh, should we do a sing?
We should do.
Yeah.
So Martin's got these ones that are, what are they? I've been describing them as custard and magic because I can't remember what the other thing was.
Jam and custard.
Jam and custard.
Yeah. Jammy Dodgers.
So while we pass the biscuits round, this week it's going to be time for a biscuit review.
It's the biscuit review.
All together now.
Biscuit review. It's the biscuit review.
In Swahili.
Biscuit
Hello, welcome.
Hey, there we go. So yeah, Tom, you've got the wrong biscuit. We're supposed to all be trying out the custard and magic ones.
Oh, pass me a custard and magic biscuit.
God. Fucking hell, it's like working with chimps.
Well, I like the pink ones. They look nice.
They taste nice as well.
Yeah.
They taste like my youth.
Are we going to give Dill a biscuit of some sort in the hope that he will shut up?
Give him a wafer.
Yeah. Dilly. Come on, have a wafer off, Martin. Take it and lie down.
That's a good
Give us your review.
Take it and lie down.
We want a proper review of that biscuit, Dill.
2,000 words on my desk
chewy.
By Monday.
He's having a good old chew. He's liking it. I think that's going to get at least a 7 off Dill for that.
If I can recommend, I did this earlier, purely to stop Dill mithering at me.
Yeah.
But these work nicely when you just stick them right all in at once.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a go then.
I'm going to dunk mine. I always dunk biscuits.
3, 2, 1.
They're jammy dodgers with some non-specific cream in there. Dunk it.
They're all right. I'm not convinced about this method of eating them, though.
No,
it's all right. It helps if you lubricate each passage with some coffee.
No, I've finished my coffee now.
Well, more fool you.
I pity the fool who finishes his coffee.
Hmm.
Yeah, pleasing amount of jam, but I didn't pick up much of the cream.
No, I didn't.
No.
I think the jam overpowered the cream. Rather like a concert in the early 80s. Or even late 70s.
So I think on the whole then, custard and magic jammy dodgers, a bit disappointing.
They're just jammy dodgers.
They're still not as good as jam rings.
No. I couldn't give them more than a 6.
Oh, I had one this week. My pals came back.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to hit more than a 5 or 6. Mm. Call it 5.5 for me.
I'll go for a 6 because it's nicer than a regular jammy dodger.
Yeah.
Really, I wasn't really picking up much beyond the regular jammy dodger. It may have been down to the stupid way that Tom made me eat it.
Possibly.
I didn't make you eat it like that.
Merely a suggestion.
If you're so weak-willed, sweetheart, then I suppose it's all you deserve.
Well, I didn't want to seem such a mean-spirited asshole as to turn down Tom's serving suggestion.
Yeah, I don't like jammy dodgers at the best of times. So
yeah, exactly.
Since I got one stuck in my hair as a child,
there are times I'm amazed you've actually reached adulthood.
It was the 70s, so Rag and Bone Men still came around because everybody was poor, so they could make a living.
Yeah.
And they came around and I went out to see the Rag and Bone Man and he gave me a jammy dodger. I accepted it off him, but he was playing, you know, take it off me. So I took it off and I pulled and he let go and it hit me on the head. And the jam just got stuck into my hair. And it got solidified because it was 70s jam, which isn't actually jam at all. It was, some sort of industrial byproduct.
I think it's like fruit flavoured copy decks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so I was picking at it for. He just never liked them since.
Mm. No. Did he like suppress that? Did it come back to you in later life? That horror.
It did. I was in the middle of sex, with a Rag and Bone Man.
I was just thinking though. Are you sure that's actually what happened, and that isn't a sanitized version that your brain's filled in to cover up for what sticky things the Rag and Bone Man actually put in your hair?
He's jamming torches, honestly.
Which just sort of beg the question, why the hell did you buy the bloody things?
Because other people like them.
Oh, you're so selfless. Oh, I've got a warm feeling now.
I do like the ones.
I've got some Rennies in my bag.
I like the ones that aren't jammy dodgers. They're the ones which are cream.
The jam rings.
The jam and cream ones are very good.
The Fox's jam rings are far superior,
even to custard and magic.
Because you can eat around the jam bit in the middle.
But the jam's proper jam instead of this sort of plastic sealant.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
Strawberry epoxy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of gelatin and
krill smashing stuff up.
Yeah, in his rage for biscuits.
He's decided to go upstairs now and lay
Fuck you
on
all.
Bed.
Yeah. Biscuit
He's
rage.
Thrown the iPod on the floor and then run upstairs. No, I've just scooted it in with my feet, but mine's picked it up properly. That's better, isn't it? Yeah. Is that your picking it up noise?
It is, yes. I leant forward, you see.
Yeah. And all his insides pop out his mouth when he leans forwards.
Well, and waggle around.
You're very loosely attached internally, aren't you?
Oh, yes. That's why whenever I burp, it's like a little sort of squiddy, wavy thing coming out the front.
Yeah, it's like when the baddies get killed in Dark City and the little sort of squiddy thing comes out their mouth.
There's a very specific reference there for people who have seen Dark City.
Anyone who doesn't get that is an arse.
Which makes about 3 of us, I think, in the world.
We are. Everyone who did get that, pat yourselves on the back, because you are best.
It's very good, Dark City. I like Dark City.
Yeah, we watched it not that long ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I think Lisa fell asleep.
Yeah, I think
That's it. Sell it to the gentry.
Me and you watched it quite recently, then, and Lisa snoozed to it.
Yeah, I watched bits of it.
A bit like the week when we were at Tom's house and we both were enjoying watching Con Air.
Ah, yes.
Oh, dear me.
It is a great shit film.
Yes.
No, it is a shit, shit film.
Nuh-uh.
I can now say I've sat through Con Air. I couldn't actually say I've watched it. Fortunately, they were hounds about to play with. So.
Yeah, you had a good rant about it anyway in the Dipso cast. Were
you not a fan of it then?
I probably would have sat through it and enjoyed it. But I'd still like Nicolas Cage. Just anything with him in turns me off because he's just dull and pointless.
Even The Rock. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You know, The Rock's about the one film I can watch with him in. It would have been better with someone else.
Well, what about Face Off? That is a great
film. That's a great film. Yeah.
Again, I saw it at the cinema and just thought, meh.
You're an idiot. Meh. You're an idiot, man. You know nothing about films,
the
clearly.
The only Nicolas Cage film that you could honestly say with a straight face was good is Raising Arizona.
Yes,
that is good.
That
yes.
is very good, but it's not the only one he's been in that's good. It's his best one, possibly. But
yeah, it's because it was written by the Aaron Copland brothers.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously it's a tie between that and Ghost Rider,
which is a brilliant film.
Yeah, you fucking loved that. That was your best film ever.
I quite like it. It was quite good in a sort of slightly rubbishy kind of way.
It was your best film ever.
It's great. He's got a bit flaming skull.
Yeah. I do find it amazing that he's still managing to play. Characters of early to mid 20s when clearly he must be due to draw his pension very shortly.
Yeah, Flaming Skull. It's got your, you know, your Sam Ellington, isn't it?
Yeah,
and, yeah,
and rather rough looking Bridget Fonda playing the devil. I mean, gosh, it's
yeah,
yes. But no, I don't mind Ghost Rider. I enjoy that. It's nonsense. I like nonsense.
Yeah. Of course, there used to be. A thing when I was a lad that of ghost riding, where you would trick someone. You would say to someone, usually if you were anywhere with a hill, and go, "Can I?" I saw someone do this to another friend of mine, and said, "Can I ghost ride your bike down that hill?" And the guy said, "Yeah, all right then," thinking this was going to be some impressive trick you were someone. Actually, all it was is you ride the bike along till it picks up a bit of speed, then jump off. So his bike went careering down this hill with no one on it and crashed.
I like that.
Kids, eh?
Of course, Ghost Rider 2 coming out soon.
Is it?
Wow.
Yeah. It's been picked up by a smaller film company.
Yeah.
And it's still got Nick Cage in it. But I think there's a smaller budget, and I think it's going to be a bit more interesting.
Small budget? Is that like a sidekick?
Yeah, small budget. It's going to be a sidekick. It's going to
be CGI and talk and that.
Yeah. And then occasionally the budget bursts into flames into a little skeleton budget.
Tweet, where's my fucking trill?
he has a sort of fiery swing.
little burning cuttlefish bone.
Yeah, he rides it like a surfboard.
That's going to be the best film ever.
Sadly, though, when you've got a motorbike with a flaming skull flying towards you, don't tend to notice the little budgie on a surfboard.
Yeah, on the flaming cuttlefish surfboard.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a bit sad, really.
Mm.
I think you should give it its own spin-off.
Though. Well, I think they probably will. When this one does all right, it'll be,
You reminded me, you're talking about kids with bikes. I can't remember that it was you that was with me, but I was sat in the middle of summer, gorging, scorching hot day, watching some kids playing by the canal. And they were sort of like jumping in the lock and jumping out again. And then one kid decided to go one better and like ride his bike in. And apart from that, he wasn't, sadly, dragged down to his death. When he got out, just the look on his face as he realised that that was it. His bike was gone. He'd not done that cause and effect thing before he started.
What a twat.
His bike's about 8 foot down.
Don't.
Innocent. Still, to be fair, all his mates took the piss.
Yeah. He needs a grappling hook. He'd probably not get it up with that. Or a couple of corpses as well.
Yeah, exactly, do. He's not going to get his bike back. Yeah,
grappling hook is your answer to everything.
It is, yeah.
Can't
I've
get lost to the bar. My cigs. Grappling hook.
Yeah.
Can't get to the bar. Grappling hook.
Yeah.
Can't pull my pants up.
Yeah, see?
There we go.
Yeah, we're all singing together.
Yeah.
One big pack
singing together.
That's this week's Gentleman's Review Sing Song.
Is this recording? It's fucking gold, is this?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it's definitely recording, and it is definitely gold.
Yay!
Solid motherfucking gold.
Echo, quick, echo.
No, it's the FX one, isn't it? It's
solid gold.
Solid gold. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That worked really well.
Yeah. I did, I think, yeah.
We're like that cunt on Ansem Innis who echoes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why do they have that guy? What's the point of him?
I don't know. There is no point to him.
Well, I think you'll find that hats have got brims.
Yeah. Yeah, rubbish. Mm. They should get rid of him.
Helen goes and like, as long as the creator things did that way.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's not her. Yeah. That's a cross between Bill Cosby and
Bobcat
Goldthwait.
Yeah. Is Bill Cosby dead yet?
I believe not.
You mean Bill Cosby or Bob Hope?
I thought you said Bill Cosby.
It sounded like Bob Cosby.
Not to me, it didn't.
No, no me.
We'll find out
fine, I'll shut when the you listen to it.
Yeah. Bob Hope's dead.
Well, I know he is.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
That's what he sang like.
But Bill Cosby isn't.
He taught Bing Crosby too. Bob.
Mm.
Yeah. He was the first scat singer, you know.
Are you laughing at scat singing?
Why shouldn't I be?
Do you want to hear my awesome dream that I had last night?
Ooh.
Yeah, go on then.
I dreamt that golden eagles were actually rapists of the bird world, and they would hop around and find other birds of prey and then try and bomb them.
Whoa.
And other birds of prey would be going, no, get off me! And the eagle would be going, no, take it, bitch! And trying to bum all these other birds.
Wow. Blimey. See, it sickens me that taxpayers' money is used to preserve these dirty feathered rapists.
Yeah.
Was it just other birds of prey? Rape sparrows and things?
No.
Or would that be just sick?
That would just be sick. Yeah. No, it was specifically birds of prey. And it was that they were dead horny and that the lady eagles weren't giving it. So they went to other birds. And the other birds didn't want it either.
Andy, were you talking in your sleep again?
Well,
so I'm just going through my phone to see
talking or confessing.
Yes. It's filtering its way into Lisa's head.
Yeah.
Either way, I'll find the number of a good therapist that I can pass over to you.
I need to get you some earplugs, I think.
You're laying there in bed and going, oh, birds are horned.
Is that why my other dream was about my house going to be burning down? Shut up, Dale!
We're going to have to get you a microphone, aren't we? And a contract.
No.
I wonder what Dill's barking sounds like with echo on it. It'd be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Hey, did he?
I don't know, but I don't really want to encourage him to make this.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God to witness the talking of a dog.
Go on. Dilly talk.
Ooh.
Wow.
That was quite awesome.
Well, that answers your question. That's what Bill sounds like with echo.
Thank you, Mr. Peltgrew from Kittering Drive.
Have we had any more?
God, we really are plumbing the depths.
Answer me this. What does a dog sound when it's all echoey? Answer me this.
Have we had any from our phone calls on the drunk line?
We haven't, no.
Oh, you bastards.
Well, in fairness, I suppose people aren't going to be encouraged because we haven't put the last one out.
Fair enough.
When that goes out, people will see how awesome it is and how cool you sound when you do a call to us.
Yes, awesome smells. That's what we call it.
And there it'll be...
fine.
It'll be right.
Ready to go.
And they'll do loads. Yeah.
Lots and lots of stuff on the drunk line.
Of course, if you want to ring us up, and do ring us up, the number is...
07092309194.
So give that a ring.
Yeah. Dialing when you're pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink just so you can ring us.
Yeah.
It's an excuse. You know, sometimes people think they need an excuse to drink excessively.
Mm.
You know,
they
might be
one.
They'll sitting at home on their own, and rather than spending a night crying and wanking, why not get really drunk and ring us on the drunk line?
And remember, the more you ring us, the less we have to talk. So it'll be, you know, win-win.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes, it is.
Great.
You're just trying to be like that annoying kid off the advert.
Yeah, Tommy the Tigger.
Yeah.
can't say his name for copyright reasons.
Oh, yeah, they are for that, weren't they?
Yeah.
They, they hate people in mentioning their product.
Yeah.
Bastards for that.
It's like those Super Marionette games that used to have.
Ah, they were good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get all the buttons related to one of the strings.
Yeah.
Set to left, right. Yeah. Arms. And
Sonic the Hedge Rapist.
Was he a golden eagle?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's where it came from.
Yeah, and he could fly faster than sound.
Wow.
He's called Concorde in France.
Yeah, and of course the other character, Knuckles, was called that because he liked fisting things.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
All making sense now.
While Sonic was sort of bumming people, he'd sneak up behind and give them a fisting.
Yeah. Which is difficult, really, at the same time. I mean,
It had to be quite capacious, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to wear them when they finished. Like the Dartford Tunnel.
Yeah.
Or a lot of congestion.
Yeah.
Or just you can get one of those little RF tags that'll let you in free.
It's just generally just salesmen in there just getting very angry.
Yeah. I like the image of someone's bum being full of angry salesmen.
That's this week's image of choice.
Yeah, everyone think of that.
Yeah. Oh, dilly, 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 dilly.
We're going to get people ringing up telling us that we are abusing you again.
Yeah, I don't know why he's being such
He's got such a lovely pink blankie and he's all curled up on his blankie. He should be fucking happy.
He's had a biscuit.
I'm going to take a photograph of him right now.
Just to prove that
we're not being abused.
That he's not tied up outside on a piece of string. he's quite happy. He's just having to give himself a little bit of scratch there.
Look at Martin.
Ooh.
Dill.
See?
Yeah. Quite centred or anything. But
I can only assume he's just narked because he doesn't have his own mic.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
Feeling left out.
And now he knows the existence of biscuits. He just wants them all.
In fact, what I'm going to do is I'll use the picture I've just taken on the website for this week's picture.
Oh.
Ah. Of choice.
So hang on, you're going to use it as the picture, are you?
Yes.
Picture?
Yeah.
Cool. Right, okay.
Wow, the picture.
Right, that's good.
Okay.
It's probably, on reflection, the best thing to be using it for, really, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I reckon.
I tried to digitise it into sound, it just sounded horrible.
Yeah. Probably sounds like a Spectrum game loading.
That's what it sounds like these days. They get very old, those games, you know. I discovered that I'm getting older this week. It frightened me a little bit.
Have you not been getting older for all the rest of your life so far, then?
That would have been more momentous if you discovered you weren't.
Yeah. It was a very bizarre moment when I had to solder something, and it was a tiny little silicon chip, because I won't bore everybody, but I had trouble with my computer, which is why the last episode of The Gentleman's Review didn't go out until when it did.
Although, for comedy value, why is it that you needed to fix that chip, Martin?
Because I ordered the chip from the internet.
And what happened? Did it get here late?
No, the postman pushed it through my letterbox perfectly in time. Yeah. But then I came home from work, opened the door, and trod on the package.
Ooh.
And it cost £12, did that chip.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tiny little thing. But anyway, apart from trying to fix that with solder, which I didn't really do very well, I tried to put it onto the board. And I used to be able to do work like that really, really easily. And I could see quite close in. But I was having to lift the board up and turn it into the light.
Were you having a good squint?
Yeah. And I realised that my eyesight is on its way to Glassersville.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Oh,
God, I can't imagine being like some specky four eyes.
It's awful.
It must be rubbish. Everyone pointing at you.
Specky four eyes. Gaps. Four eyes.
God, you must feel like such a total outcast.
I think we should withdraw our labour.
I already have.
All those speggy people with sort of oily bridge of the nose.
Oh, yeah. The little line of spots that you get across them.
I quite like that.
I
gives me something to pick.
In fact, I won't go out with anybody with specs because I do feel slightly sick when I think of the greasy bridge of the nose.
Aww.
Yeah.
You just need to carry around a tin of degreaser all the time. Yeah, hang on. Just, you know, when you're getting in the mood, yeah, let me just take those off.
What a steam.
Steam cleaner. Yeah.
Are you ready now? I'm going to put it in.
Nothing gets people in the mood like a steam cleaning.
Of course we're only joking, spectacle wearers.
I'm not. Yeah, actually I am.
That's okay.
As soon as I got two spectacle wearers in the room, we were scowling.
See, that was the joke.
But I had to explain that because people wouldn't have necessarily known that there were two spectacle wearers in the room at that time.
It being an essentially audio medium on which we are doing this joke.
Go, go, go.
On which we were doing what essentially amounted to being 50% of visual gag.
Yes. Even Dill's wearing glasses today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Glasses and a bow tie.
Yeah. And some pants. I saw it earlier on...
More than Andy.
Well, I'm driving. I get to set the rules. Anyway, sitting on the wicker chair, it's nice because you get all the holes in it, give you a bit of an updraft.
Yeah.
Do you not panic that someone's going to swing a big weight up there, like in the Casino Royale?
Yeah.
Knackers.
It is a bit of a risk, but, you know...
In Casino Royale.
Sales yeah. of wicker chairs.
Oh, not that one.
He probably did plummet. Yeah.
Well, that's the best Casino Royale.
What, the mental one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody watching who's not seen the David Niven Casino Royale, watch it.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got 6 pints of Stella down your neck first. Yeah.
And 2 pints of gin.
Yeah, for the love of God, don't watch it sober.
And some heroin.
Yeah.
Or smack, as they call it.
But it is a classic, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
Oh, I'm going to be singing that now for the next year.
Yeah, you haven't got it on your iPod-y thing, have
you? No, it's probably on Spotify, but I've unplugged it now.
We should find it and put that on as our warm-up music for next week.
Our ever-expanding range of warm-up music.
We're going to have to start turning up on Friday night
to get all the warm-up music
playlist. It's great. Mm. Yeah, if out there people are listening to this, it'd be nice if you were, but some of you
it's not obligatory.
If you've got Spotify... some sort of device, the electrical device.
Mm. Or a coal-powered one.
Yeah. Mm. Then why not do what we do? We have some warm-up music to try and get us in the mood, because it's a morning, really, even though it's like after 12 when people turn up. It's still morning.
Yeah. It's a de facto morning.
Yes.
I haven't had breakfast yet, so it's morning.
Yeah.
You've had biscuits.
Were they the breakfast?
When we arrive,
I haven't had breakfast.
Oh, okay, we should make a playlist... that people can look up.
Yes.
And
it's rather a weird one at the moment.
Right. What? Have you got the fader up?
I'm one step ahead of you.
There are two versions on this, and I think they're both going to be amusing. So we'll start off with the this one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, then you have to use stereo.
Oh, yeah, I've never noticed before how stereo-y that is. I always find it makes your eyes flick backwards and forwards when there's really heavy stereo on something.
Oh,
oh God, it's behind me.
Stereo was the surround sound of its day when they made this.
Mm. Yeah, this has definitely got to go on the playlist for next week.
Oh.
Or next time, rather.
And the guns. And the knives. Right, so that's our version. But there looks to be an even lamer one here. This is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Oh, that is going to be awesome, surely.
It doesn't sound that different.
Have you not checked that the original was not recorded by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass?
Could have been very well done, though. Yes. and this looks like a really bad one.
A lyric-y version.
Hey, yeah.
Oh.
What is this?
Casino Royale.
Yeah.
That's me. What's this?
Poker Lounge.
Dave Arnold's version.
So Max Melvin. So yes, I think he's done his own event. But yeah, all sorts of different versions of Casino Royale down there on your thing.
Yeah. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's another one here. Let's see what this sounds like. Oh, that's exactly the same one.
Yeah.
We should do an audio commentary to Casino Royale.
We should. Does anybody have a copy of it?
I've got a copy.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Have you got a disky copy or is it still on the old tape?
It's a disky copy.
What was it that we were talking about the other day that said we should do an audio commentary on that because that'd be fucking awesome?
I don't know. You suggested one, didn't you?
It was something I...
Die Hard 2, you said would be a good one for a...
Because me and Tom were watching it last week.
Yeah. I can't remember what...
It were good. Yeah. Stuff exploded.
Yeah, I've not seen that one for a while, actually. Yeah.
Things explode too.
It was our second attempt, because I think the first time we tried to watch it was after one of our experimental drunken podcasts.
Yeah.
Where we started watching it at about 10 o'clock and both woke up just after midnight with splitting headaches.
I don't know if you remember that one, listeners. It was one that we decided we had to do drunk. So we drank a phenomenal amount of booze before we started and then continued
drinking. During.
And it broke me. I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, was that when your liver packed up temporarily?
My liver went all weird. My prostate flared up. I was a wreck.
Whereas I drank the same amount and just felt a bit ropey.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's good or bad.
I think it's all down to diet and building it up. But I that was a big binge drink. All for the pleasure of the listeners.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
To be fair, we'd carry on for quite a while after we'd finished recording.
I'm sure they appreciated that.
I think there's a video still up there of us preparing for it and showing what we were going to drink.
Mm. And on a similar subject, just gone up as the most recent Dipso cast.
Yeah.
So if you listen to that, do email me and let me know what the fuck I said.
It was impressively drunken. Even I don't remember much of it. But for some reason...
I was saying to Martin, when he emailed me yesterday to say it was up, I noticed there was about a four-month gap in DipsoCast dates. Because I'm sure about seven times over that period we've said, oh, we'll do a DipsoCast, get some beers down and then just forget or not be bothered. Which is the big flaw, I think, in DipsoCast strategy.
Yes, I'm glad we never decided we were going to do them every 2 weeks, simply because our livers wouldn't be able to cope with it.
Yeah. We'd need to actually just go out to a pub more, because they're better done in pubs.
They are, but sadly pubs are prohibitively expensive these days.
Yeah, they're buggers like that.
Yeah.
They're not as good as they used to be when you could go into a pub with threepence, get pissed on bathtub gin, drop your baby down some steps. And
those were the days, weren't they?
Think about those days.
When
I was 17... I start drinking. Start singing the Homer Simpson version of that song. Which, for some reason, I actually know the all the words to, which is tragic.
Oh, you're still not settled, are you, Dilly?
He's not settling all day today. I don't think.
I don't know what's up with him. He's got ants in his pants.
He's not wearing pants.
His proverbial pants.
I saw on the internet today, I was about to say this, I think, before we're talking about Andy's pants. There are some pants for lady dogs for when they're in heat.
Uh-huh.
And they have some sort of pad that go in, a bit like a tenor lady.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming masks the scent. But they just look like kinky leather fetish pants.
It's a bit manky, isn't it?
Like chaps for dogs.
Yeah, they look a bit like a Madonna backing dancer, you know.
Mm.
Not good. Whatever happened to Madonna? Oh, she's directed a film, hasn't she?
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow. She's directed a half-decent film.
Yeah, apparently,
yes. Blimey.
Stunned me, but, I suppose she does enough.
More than Rex ever did.
Yep. Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
The only good film he's ever done, Sherlock Holmes. We'll see what he's done to Sherlock Holmes 2. I hate sequels because it's a film that I really, really like.
Sorry, I'm just looking at your DVD collection. Would seem to go against that statement of not liking sequels.
Well, yes, I've got quite.
You've got an entire selection of Bond, Mission Impossible 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Star Trek.
Rush Hour 3.
Rush Hour. I don't know why I got that.
Russian was three, for God's sake.
You know why I got that?
Exactly.
No, I have no bloody clue why you've got it.
Because bizarrely, it's in 7.1 surround, and I wanted to test my 7.1 setting.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. Apart from all those, why don't you like sequels?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like sequels to films I really love, like the Sherlock Holmes that he did. So that's really, really good. Because I've just got this horrible feeling the next one is going to be Bobbins.
So all these Alice sequels the risk, on your shelves are to films you didn't like that much?
Yeah. Well, that's
this is the obvious thing, isn't it? You go into, you know, your DVD shop and you think, I fucking hated that film. Yeah. I'll get the sequel.
But with Bond, they're standalone films in their own right. So
yeah,
they're not really sequels to Dr. No or Gone.
Josh,
good boy. Thanks for being on with my mic. Is my mic like also like getting volume from Dill? Because every time he barks, I get this really painful stabbing in my ears.
We're all listening to the same feed.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works in my head.
Is it not?
No. Oh, stop playing with my brain. No, it goes in there and goes straight to my ears, surely.
Well, how are you hearing everybody else?
How long have we been doing this?
Yeah, the microphone and the pop screen focus it in through your eyes.
Yeah.
If we do this for 10 years, I might actually figure out how this stuff works.
Oh dear, I can see why you don't like driving now. Sitting in front of the desk with all the knobs and the twiddly bits on it must confuse the hell out of you.
It's akin to magic, sir.
Well, God, it took me the best part of 3 years to, like, sit near enough to the microphone.
Yeah.
I can only pick these things up slowly.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get it. How does it work? I don't know what I'm doing. What happens when you do this one? Does it get louder and quieter?
I'm a scientist, not a technician. If it was all molecules, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
They are all molecules.
Yeah. What do you think it's made out of?
Jam.
Duh.
You can all fuck off.
If it was all matter, I could understand it.
Yeah.
No. Is it made of jam?
I'm going to strike again.
Is jam not made of molecules then?
No, it's made of jam.
It's made of antimatter. That's why the jars disappear.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching The Fades on television.
Yes, we've been watching that. We're not quite up to date. I think we've still got a couple of episodes off, haven't we?
It's great. It's got wanking. It's got...
Hey, I'm...
Who? Wanking?
Oh.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Roy Chubby Brown, who's in the room with us today. I once heard that on a coach when I was at school, and one of the kids on their Walkmans, which had a speaker in it.
Oh, right, blimey. Old school.
Yeah, and he was playing some Roy Chubby Brown. And all I heard as he went past me was, hey, imagine being called wanking. Because he spoke in that accent.
Yeah, he did.
Not the Geordie one that he does.
Yeah.
Well, imagine being called wanking. That's Geordie, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's your Geordie, certainly.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, it's generally been quite good.
Mm.
What is it?
I think
I've never heard of it. Tell me now what it is.
It's a program on the telly with people in it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Like actors and shit.
What's it about?
Stuff.
Yeah. It's about all people.
Like, yeah, the people and all the stuff they do and all the things that happen in or around them.
It's got the woman who got her boobs out them. In
this
festival.
Life.
In festival.
And this life, yeah.
Sold!
And, yeah.
It's a Rennie dog, you're not having one.
Yeah.
Although she's not got them out in this so far.
No.
So.
No.
She just got killed so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of a fantasy thing. This kid can see there are dead people wandering the earth and things like that. And these people are trying to stop the dead people who are starting to eat human beings. And because they're eating human beings, they're able to touch them.
I did puzzle me how they first started off eating them.
I can't imagine that there was one that could touch to begin with and it's fed them bits.
maybe. Yeah.
But surely, even if it tried feeding the other ones, they'd just drop through.
Yeah.
Never seen Rent-A-Ghost.
Yeah.
When your mansion house needs haunting, just call Rent-A-Ghost.
I loved Rent-A-Ghost.
Yeah.
I never used to get it.
I was too young. What was to get?
What was to get?
There was no high concept.
I was still too young to understand what was going on.
You rented a ghost.
Same age as me.
I was too stupid to understand what was going on.
All right, I'll give you that.
No, I never got the breakup of Rent a Ghost. I just thought the whole thing was called Rent a Ghost, and things happened, and there were colours. That is my memory of it. I liked the theme tune. I remember Jesus. A scary man with a beard. And,
Mr. Capo, wasn't scary, he was
he
lovely.
He was scary to me.
He's dead now.
Is he?
Yeah, mercury poisoning.
Yeah. You were an odd little kid, weren't you?
Actually, put the fader up. I'm intrigued to know what I'm going to... Not that one.
No, the fader.
Well, that doesn't need fading either. It needs unmusing.
Yeah, there we go.
I thought you were...
This is the worst version ever. Rent a Ghost. Spooks and fools and freaks and fools call Rent a Ghost. And the Phantom of the Opera sings a haunting melody. Now what she needs not. Oh.
Bill thinks your singing sucks.
There we go. That's another one of the shit things you can get on Spotify.
Well, there we go.
Wow.
That's good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
I'm cancelling my membership.
I feel I need to do an update for people who listened to the last week's last fortnight's podcast.
Okay, updates.
Which they probably listened to about an hour ago. I did watch all of Torchwood Miracle Day. And I didn't hate it at all.
Really? In which case, you have no taste.
I didn't think it was brilliant.
You have given up all right to ever comment on television ever. unless it got you so angered up it made you want to smash your telly.
Well, you watched it all. Did you smash your telly?
No, but I wanted to. And that's the important bit.
Yeah, he was around at my house. I wouldn't let him smash my telly.
I wanted to smash their tellies.
Watching it on my computer, so the wish to smash my telly would have been an odd one.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I suppose that you can. The wish to smash your computer monitor will be balanced out by not wanting to lose all your porn.
A legal loophole I found there. No, it was all right.
It wasn't. It wasn't all right.
It was
shit.
It had its good bits.
It had some good bits, but overall, it was shit.
I would have liked to have seen the bit with Jack in old sort of Chicago-y type stuff, doing like...
juggling.
Booze running and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd have been awesome. They were spin-off of Jack's past lives. Yeah. That'd have been far more entertaining.
Given how much pointless padding there was, they could have got a good... two or three whole episodes out of Jack's adventures in the past.
Yeah.
Without really diluting the overall plot at all.
No. It's a bit tragic, really. Very, very bad. It still had that one thread running through it, which you were interested in. Which, I suppose...
Even then, it was turned out to be just a shit explanation at the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It was just, it was rubbish. It was, there's no... Dilly! He's...
No, it's all right,
Grandma. I thought he was... No, not that. I thought he was just about to yank the microphone cables out.
Yankee-mouthing microphone cables.
Yeah, no, there was no excuse for it. It was just... should never have been made.
I think we should say goodbye to it now, and we should say goodbye to it with the theme from Torchwood. let's see what this sounds like, whether it is actually a proper one.
Go on, then.
There we go. I think we've had enough.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Don't
come back. Never come back.
See how quick you can cue this one up then, because I've also been watching. I started watching Doctor Who from the beginning.
Yeah.
From episode one. In fact, I even to put myself in the mood before I watched the first episode. I watched JFK.
Yeah.
And watched all of An Unearthly Child. I've not seen the last three episodes for ages because I watched the first episode quite often.
Yeah.
But the last three, pratting around in caves. I actually quite enjoyed.
I think I've seen them with you years ago.
Yeah.
But long time ago, anyway.
But, the most enjoyable bit is, cause script's fairly ropey, but all the actors are really giving it their all. They're dead earnest in putting out this crappy language. God, caveman bollocks.
Yeah.
So you sort of like the guest cast. You sort of warm to them.
Oh, that's nice.
But all in all, it's a bit weird, apart from some cool bits which have skulls in.
Yeah.
And a really, really good bit, which is like this guy gets attacked by a wild animal. You never talk which wild animal, and you never fucking see it either. it's all reaction shots and off-screen and noises and screaming.
Budget. Yeah. So, I mean, if any of the listeners wanted to know your opinions on that, but would rather read them than hear them, is there any way they could do that?
Probably. If I actually knew what the address of my blog was.
Knob. I tee you up for a bloody plug and you can't even make good on it.
Yeah, what's the blog thing that everyone uses? Is it Blogspot?
Probably. That is a blog thing, yeah. Blogger.
WordPress.
WordPress, no, that's the one.
Blog me up.
I think tomspring.wordpress.
You're not hosting it on your own domain anymore?
No, I couldn't be honest.
I'm going to blog you up.
WordPress.
Dear God.
Fucking hell. Well, that was smooth, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
There was me foolishly assuming you'd know where your blog was, what with it being your blog that you write and all that.
I only do one about every 6 months. What are you on about?
No bloody better, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
So there you go, listeners. You're probably best off just Googling it, really, aren't you?
Well, I've got a random Doctor Who theme. Let's hit it, bitch.
That is a bit random.
Wow. A bit old school.
Yeah, this one's been made by an idiot.
Wii U.
That's awful. There's actually another one here. Let's see if that one's...
Oh, I was loving that.
Any closer
to the...
Cut it
out before the middle eight, you bastard. That's my favourite bit.
You know, that's what I like to do. I hate that middle eight.
Oh, it's the best bit.
It hurts my brain.
It's the best bit.
I've never heard of who this person is. Let's all listen.
Who is it?
Ooh, somebody else doing their own version. Parry Grip.
I love his stuff. What the hell's this?
I recognise it. It's his version of some Murray Gold music. That's awful.
Ah, right. I was expecting the bloody theme, not...
Yeah.
Yay!
It was warm-up time.
Yeah, this... to the listeners, this is one of the things on the warm-up track.
Yeah.
All three of them are sort of bouncing.
Lisa's crying a little bit.
I'm just thinking, oh my God.
It gets three out of four of us all energised and pumped up anyway.
This has been a stolen musical extravaganza.
Yes, it has, hasn't it?
Still, I'm banking on no one giving enough of a shit to give us trouble about it. So.
To be fair, we've probably not played enough of any of them to get into trouble.
No.
Well, I don't know. We went over 30 seconds on Casino Royale.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Herb Alpert will be giving us some strife.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sure he'll come back from the dead. I did actually talk to PRS about getting licensing, but it was so fucking... Right. It's like 250 quid a year for a podcast.
Christ on a bike.
And I put out on Twitter, come on, if they made it something like 49 quid a year to use any music you want on a podcast...
People would do it.
People would buy that license, wouldn't they?
Yep.
And they went, oh, well, don't worry, you can buy a cheaper licenses if you've got a limited run. What if I'm only going to do one podcast ever?
How do they do it on the? Do they base it off the number of things you're
doing? No, it's realistically,
we're not going to do this forever.
No,
if nothing else, the run will be limited by our lifespans. So we are on a limited run. So how much cheaper are they going to do it?
It's stupid. They're just idiots, really.
Yes.
And then they expect you to then keep a record of everything you've done and then send them details of that at the end of the month. And yeah, it's old-fashioned. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
PRS, they probably want it on a bit of paper as well, don't they?
Yeah, PRS, probably get your act together.
In triplicate.
Yeah.
If we were running a community radio station, we would pay far less.
You can get a radio licence for less than a podcast one.
Yeah, pretty
PRS,
much. Yeah.
They're tight-ass little monkeys.
And if you're doing a free show in Edinburgh, you don't have to pay anything.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they've got an agreement. You can put as much copyright music in that show as you want.
Cool. Wow.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
We could have filled up that 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With just doing a little dance.
Dancing about on stage, yeah.
Maybe that's what you should do next year.
Yeah, that's next year's show sorted.
Yep.
Excellent.
The Gentleman's Review do dancing.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. What's that supposed to be?
That's my dancing music.
Vocal dancing.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say, is that a dancing cat by the sounds of it?
It's a very slow dance. It's kind of like, wow, 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 meow, wow.
Where is my milk? I done you a song. Where is my fucking Kit Kat?
That meep.
Kit Kat.
Kitty cat, rather.
Yeah.
Do cats eat Kit Kats?
Yeah, oh, cats love Kit Kats. That's why they're called that.
Yeah.
Do they nibble all the chocolate off the outside first?
Yeah.
Good.
Nibbling the chocolate.
And yes, it
off
was.
My Kit Kat.
That's not how you eat
chocolate.
A Kit Kat.
How do you eat a Kit Kat, then?
No, it is. That is how she eats a Kit Kat.
Oh, that's not how you should eat a Kit Kat.
Why? How should you eat a Kit Kat?
You should bite the end off each end and then suck milk up through it.
No, that's rubbish.
No, that's the best way to eat a Kit Kat.
No, that's rubbish.
As long as you get one of those that's not all cracked and crazed. Nothing worse than a crazed Kit Kat.
No. Crazed milk.
Yeah.
No, what you do is crazy nibble milk. All the chocolate off the outside, and then you start splitting the wafers layer by layer.
It's got its good points as that technique. I prefer the milky one.
I just ram it all down my throat.
Coffee's good as well.
Yeah.
Hot
deep
coffee.
Throat.
Yeah.
You suck bitch. Coffee up through it and chocolate melts. Very nice.
But then you just have sticky hands.
Oh, if you do it quickly enough.
You have sticky chocolate hands.
I could do this when I was 7.
You
it's not difficult.
You used to drink hot coffee when you were 7?
Yeah.
Wow.
What
sort of irresponsible parents have you got?
That was grandparents.
Well, yeah,
get away with anything with grandparents.
Oh, yeah, I used to drink coffee at my grandma's.
Kids not allowed to have coffee.
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
Have little,
what about tea?
Tea's all right.
Well, freshly brewed tea's got more caffeine in than instant coffee, which is what
no,
I was
it
drinking.
Has not.
It has.
Bloody hasn't.
It bleeding has.
It bleeding hasn't.
It's a well-known fact.
Fight, it's a well-known myth.
It's fight, not.
Fight.
It is.
Have either of you got any evidence to back this up?
Not on me.
No, there we go. You can both shut it then.
Yeah, you can be assured I will have evidence by next time.
Fine. Fine. I'll see your evidence.
Oh, look at Buddy.
And raise you some evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we fight here
at
Gentleman's Review.
Yeah, you are taking him to school.
Yeah. Damn right.
More reasoned debate next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made some cake and I forgot to bring it.
Yeah, it's a shame. They look dead nice as well.
Yeah, I know. One of them.
I'll rub it in.
One of them was chocolate and hazelnut, and one of them was chocolate and raspberry, and two of them were my new Vimto cakes.
Ooh. Bloody hell, you're missing out on Vimto cakes.
I know.
Oh, intriguing.
Wow. Yeah. Your life sucks more than you could even have imagined this morning.
Yep.
A Vimto cake sounds like a sci-fi villain.
Vimto cake.
I'm Vimto cake.
Possibly, I don't know. I was thinking.
I am Vimto cake.
Possibly, it more sounds like something that you get in the sort of space cafe that they all go into.
Yeah,
let's go down the space cafe and have a Vimto cake.
Yo.
Yeah.
They finally did it after hundreds of years of research. They've made Vimto into a cake.
Viva la Empire.
I'll tell you what. Do you put?
I don't, but I might do next time.
Then it's fucking fizzy.
Fizzy Vimto cakes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's going in next time.
Genius. Edit this bit out. Copyright.
Yeah. Copyright Lily and Dilly. Shush now.
Lily and Dilly.
Just bleep it so it goes, are you going to put beep into the
Lily
and Dilly, they make cakes, not willies.
Yeah, we don't make willies.
Unless you want a willy-shaped cake.
Then I'll do that, yeah. Though I don't really like the look of the cakes that you can get in America, which are like anatomically correct vagina cakes.
Oh.
They're a bit minging. Yeah. Complete with like pubic hair and everything. They've got like toasted coconut or chocolate vermicelli for the pubic hair.
Oh, that's all right. I thought you actually meant hair.
No, it's not actual hair, Tom. It's an edible cake. But, you know, in the shape of a vagina.
No, just the way you said it. It just sounded like it was really realistic hair that they'd sort of put
it.
It
is. Some sort of spun sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Martin's off on a little reverie in his head.
Yeah.
That's your answer to everything, spun sugar.
Yeah.
Tried your soldering with.
Yeah, I should have done.
Probably.
Yeah.
At least you could have just sort of licked it off if you got it wrong and started again.
Wow. Hey!
Oh!
Things that sound rude.
Did you see our friend Rick's Facebook pictures of his Weetabix brulee that he was making?
Yes.
No.
That looked the best thing ever. That looked quite promising, didn't it?
For what was just a drunken conversation in a pub about whether you could get caramelised on the caramel on the top of a Weetabix, but get enough milk soaked into it to make a nice brulee-esque dessert.
Mm.
And he actually did it and put a load of photos up.
Wow.
One Sunday morning when he really didn't have anything to do.
No, that was very impressive.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
But he didn't use any vanilla, which I poo-pooed it for that.
Yeah. I suppose ideally you'd want the vanilla in the milk, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So you need to sort of boil the milk up with a vanilla pod, let it cool down, and then use your vanilla milk.
Mm.
Or you could just leave it to steep, then you don't have boiled milk, which would be a bit minging.
Does milk that's got hot not go back to normal once it's got cold? Has it changed?
It's changed a little bit because it's got protein in it, so the protein starts solidifying.
Cooks a bit, yeah. Right, in which case, then, you'd have to put a vanilla pod in when you got your long-dated milk.
And steep it for a day or two.
Steep it for a bit until it's got some of the flavour, yeah.
Scrape all the little seeds out and put them in.
Yeah.
That's
Weetabix Brulee Mark II, then.
Yeah. Is a vanilla pod a boring iPod?
Yes.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Woo, high five.
Hey, I should put the echo up. I'll do it again like that from Answer Me This.
Okay,
ready? Right, hush, everyone. And
is a vanilla pod like a boring iPod? Answer me this.
Oh.
Helen and Ollie covered in piss.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being really cruel to them today, aren't I? But,
yes, you are.
Yes.
Very mean.
I have been listening to lots of their stuff recently.
And imagining pissing on them by the sounds of it.
I don't mind them. It's just the echoey guy. Yeah, get rid of the echoey guy. Drop the echoey guy.
Yeah, goddamn the echo man.
Yeah.
Is it some sort of podcast version of Ask Rod Gilbert?
Oh, I hope not.
I've not listened to it, so I don't know.
It's basically
really
people. It's basically people basically talking on recording.
Absolutely gets put up on basically the internet.
Yeah, it literally gets put up on the literal
literally internet. Literally download it basically onto their iPods.
Yeah. People ask them questions and they answer them using Wikipedia.
So yes, then.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I think they've been going a lot longer, though.
Wow.
Since the 50s, apparently.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
They used to just shout from buses.
That's nice.
And the echoey guy used to just live in a cave.
It was difficult, considering, that Wikipedia hadn't been invented.
Yeah.
Maybe
one of the back seats on the bus just had all of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, I was just wondering if they did it on the bus that went past the library. Someone could shout their questions out. They'd ping the bell, get off, go in, look it all up, get the return bus back, and then shout the answers at them as they went past.
Yeah. Occasionally go past a cave for the echo again.
To get an hour's worth of material, it'd take them the whole day going backwards and forwards.
Yeah, backwards and forwards to the library. Hello,
especially,
librarian.
Especially if they had an answer that took more than about 30 seconds, because they'd have to sort of shout out really as they go past, and then catch the bus back, and then shout out again as they went past on the bus again, and then...
I'm not sure that your microphone has that sort of stereo capability, sweetheart.
I was wondering whether it'd at least get the loud and quiet out of it as I moved away from it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it did actually work, but, the thought was there.
It worked in my ears.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
That's good. That's nice.
Oh, I'll pat myself on the back.
But then I don't know how these things work, so it could have been
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's just because to get from me to you, it's coming through my pop screen and microphone. That's focusing it into a tight beam that goes across the room, gets picked up by yours, and then fanned out again through your pop screen.
Yeah.
Vibrates your nose, or the bridge bone of your nose, and it's that that transmits the vibrations through your head into your ears.
Greasy bridge bone.
And that's how it works. And that's why the loud and soft is more enhanced for you, because your greasy nose, with your specs, acts as a damper. And that is how it works.
We've all learned something today.
Yeah.
How does sound get into your head? Answer me this. such cruelty.
Yeah.
We don't hate you, answer me this. We just don't. We just think you need to kill that a guy. He's called Martin, sadly.
Is he?
Yeah. Is it the rule every podcast has got to have some tosser called Martin being awful on it?
Yeah,
yep. I think so. And I always get into trouble if I say anything about answering this on Twitter, because there's so many people involved in doing things for it.
I was going to say, you want to watch out there, people will fuck you up.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
They sing like that while they're doing it.
Yeah.
While they're like, they sneak up behind you and stab you in the kidneys and they sing that as you're going down.
Yeah. And then sing, blow your kidneys, blow your kidneys, blow your kidneys out of your ass.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because by that point they've fallen out the hole they've made in your back.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they sing that. It's just to annoy you that you can't do it anymore.
And then they shove them up your ass, and then you fart them back out again.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the final indignity.
They're vicious bastards.
Yeah.
You know, apparently if a man is hanged,
yes,
that his face gets an erection.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it? It
gets all hard and tall.
Oh, right. And what, and your nose perks up.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's the last thing that happens to a hanged man.
Blimey.
Well, the last thing that happens is it gets cut down.
Yeah.
Buried. Well, buried. Yeah.
Or cremated these days.
Oh, yeah.
And then scattered.
If a lady is hanged...
Then gets up as a zombie.
Yeah. If a lady is hanged, her vagina slams shut like the gates in the beginning of Porridge.
Wow.
You can hear that, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's sort of masked by the sound of the trap door.
Yeah.
But if you listen really carefully... They found that out by doing a couple of people with little sort of clip mics on their pants.
Yeah.
Can I just go back a step? Surely if someone has been cremated, they're not going to get up as a zombie.
No, that obviously only applied to the buried option.
Yeah.
They get up as like an animated dust storm if they've been cremated and whirl round, stripping the skin off people. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We've lost Tom for a few minutes.
He's gone away.
Oh, he's thinking about clip mics and fannies and what he could get up to.
No.
What crazy antics could Tom get up to?
Sorry, here's the sound effect of Porridge. Porridge intro.
Yeah.
I'm back now.
Oh.
Norman Stanley Fletcher.
I'm back in the room.
Yeah.
Is that how they got the actual sound effect and all that?
Yeah, be special effects, just hang the lady. hang the lady that I love. Hang the lady.
Clang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that a description of the noise she made or just of Martin's song?
Both.
Yeah.
Clang, clang, clang with the lady. Yeah. That was sort of bouncing on a rope.
Bungee hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
very good.
Well, we passed something rather odd today. We were in the park.
Oh, yeah.
With Dale having a little run round, and there was some sort of ad hoc fair going on in the park, which consisted of a gazebo with some people frying up some hot dogs, a car radio, and half a dozen very small... inflatable balls for children to roll around in.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was it.
That was it. Yeah. It was weird.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
It really was as low rent as it sounds.
Yeah. that the entertainment music was actually blaring out of a car radio that they just parked in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Left
the windows open.
It sounds a little bit like a fundraising event that my dad's rugby club had. This must have been in the 80s.
Hmm.
They did it on the pitch, the rugby pitch where they played. And it consisted of two tables, one selling cakes and one with a raffle on it.
Hmm.
A tombola thing.
Yeah.
And a one-armed bandit on a table in between. That was it.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was the entire... They called it a fun day.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And nobody came to it, apart from me and my dad. My dad disappeared and left me there.
Well, he probably thought you were having fun.
What, with it being a fun day?
And I had about 25p, which was a lot of money back then.
Oh,
yeah.
It was not a lot of money back then. And I bought a cake.
Wow.
That was it. That was the excitement. Yeah. It was rather like...
Did you at least fold up the cake case and try and put it into the one-armed bandit to have a go on it?
Yeah. See if more cakes came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be Halloween soon.
Yes, it will. Are you doing anything for Halloween?
Wanking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a Monday, isn't it? It's a
Monday.
Yeah. Is it? I thought you were going to say, well, it's a Monday, isn't it? Wanking day.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Martin, every day's wank day.
Not for me, not my age.
Oh, blimey. It's going to make your prostate ache if you go off too much.
Actually, if I remember, when the doctor said it was because I'm not doing it enough, that
prostate. Yeah. It's well, good for you. It's your wretched Catholic upbringing that's done that to you. You'll probably die early because of that.
Yeah. That's how you protect your prostate. Lots of wanking and eat ketchup.
Ketchup, is it?
Yep.
Lycopene. Right. Lots of lycopene.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There we go.
But don't put the ketchup up your bottom because it will be too acidic and it will burn. Yeah.
Don't put the ketchup up your bottom.
Don't try using it as a wanky lubricant either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
Really, can you not absorb it through the skin if you just...
No.
You can, but you don't want to.
And everyone would just think that you've got a hot dog for a winkle.
Oh. It sort of congeals around the edge of the...
And then the next time you got it out, a lady would go, wow, what the fuck have you got?
Yeah.
And then she would run away and she would not sleep.
Well, surely she'd just do what everyone does under those circumstances and go and get a bit of kitchen all the way around it.
And then slaps your bottom to get the rest out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, if she's got the standard grip on it while she's spanking.
Yeah.
And that'd work quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, oh, no, hang on. Here it is. Here it comes. There we go. Oh, that was a disturbing sight.
We really didn't need that.
Blimey.
Well, you've seen James Corden's, so it's not much different to that.
No.
Wobbly belly.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
So on that lovely, wanky, tum-slapping note, from all of us here at the Gentleman's Review, let's have a bit of a slap.
Yeah.
From all of us here at the Gentleman's Review, bye-bye!
That was the Gentleman's Review podcast, presented by Martin Wolfenden, Andrew Wilson, Tom Stringfellow, and Lisa Goddard. It was a TGR Media production for the internet. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com.